Objective. This study aimed to compare the effectiveness of dialectical behavior therapy, DBT, and metacognitive therapy, MCT, in reducing cognitive fusion and self-criticism among women diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder, GAD. Methods and materials. The study employed a quasi-experimental pretest-postest control group design with a 2-month follow-up. The statistical population consisted of women diagnosed with GAD who attended Ave Darun and Taranami Zendegi clinics in Tehran between March and May 2025. Using purposive sampling based on the study inclusion criteria, 45 eligible women were selected and randomly assigned to 3 groups, DBT, MCT, and control, with 15 participants in each group. The experimental groups received their respective therapeutic interventions, whereas the control group received no intervention during the study period. Data were collected at pretest, postest, and follow-up using the Cognitive Fusion Questionnaire developed by Gillanders and colleagues, 2014, and the Levels of Self-Criticism Scale developed by Thompson and Zuroff, 2004. Inferential analyses were conducted using repeated measures analysis of variance followed by the Bonferroni post-hoc test. Findings. Repeated measures analysis demonstrated significant differences among the groups in changes in cognitive fusion and comparative self-criticism across the assessment phases. Bonferroni comparisons indicated that DBT produced significantly greater reductions in cognitive fusion and comparative self-criticism than MCT P0.05. However, the difference between DBT and MCT in reducing internalized self-criticism was not statistically significant, P0.05. The therapeutic advantages observed for DBT in cognitive fusion and comparative self-criticism were maintained at the 2-month follow-up assessment. Conclusion. Both therapeutic approaches can be useful for addressing maladaptive cognitive processes in women with GAD. However, DBT appears to have greater effectiveness than MCT in reducing cognitive fusion and comparative self-criticism. Its multidimensional, skills-based emphasis may therefore provide particular clinical benefits for reducing rigid cognitive involvement and socially comparative forms of self-criticism in this population.